You're listening to Beneath Your Stutter, a podcast for adults who stutter, where we dive deep below the surface of the iceberg into the inner experience of stuttering. I'm your host, Paige Smith, coach, mentor, teacher, and founder of The Happy Stutter. I'm a PWSS, a person who sometimes stutters. Hey, listeners, I'm doing something different in this episode. I'm doing an interview. This is the first of many interviews that I plan to do moving forward. In bringing you these interviews, I'll be featuring individuals who are living their best life, doing what they love to do, and doing it no matter what, even while navigating the challenges of having a stutter. And sometimes there is another level of complexity involved, such as ADHD, which is our focus in this episode. I'd like to introduce you to my first special guest, Mike Maines. Mike is a residential designer, and he owns a small business designing new homes and renovations. What makes his work stand out is that his designs are environmentally responsible and healthy for the people that live there. Mike is also the author of many magazine articles on home design and construction. He co-wrote a hot-selling book on Amazon called Pretty Good House, A Guide to Creating Better Homes. And to add to all of this, Mike also co-hosts a popular Zoom-based talk show about building science called BS and Beer. Mike has stuttered since childhood and lives in the central Maine town of Palermo, where he lives with his wife on an old farm. Mike, I'm so happy you're here. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Paige. Thanks for having me. I'm really happy to be here today.
Yeah, well, this is fantastic. I'm so happy that you're able to come on. So as you know, this show is mainly focused on stuttering, but today we're looking through the additional lens of ADHD. Everyone knows the term, but how do you describe ADHD and what is your experience with it?
The official description is attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. It used to just be attention deficit disorder. I and a lot of people who struggle with it think that is not really an accurate term. I think a more accurate term is attention regulation disorder. A lot of us, including me, aren't really hyperactive. I do sort of tap and fidget constantly, but my type is called the inattentive type, which just means it can be hard to pay attention. My mind wanders really easily. There's always a lot going on in my brain.
Yeah. So you mentioned attention regulation disorder. That's a term I'm not really familiar with. Would you be able to tell us more about that?
Yeah, that's not a term in the DSM, the mental health diagnosis book. It's more of a description of what it actually feels like. Those of us with ADHD can focus just fine if something is really interesting or really catches our attention, or if there's an emergency or something is really novel. But on the other hand, if it's something that we're not so interested in or that we don't want to do, or sometimes for no reason at all, we may just not be able to do the thing that needs to be done. So it's an inability to properly apply focus as most people do, as the average person can do.
One challenge is enough, and then adding another one, that must have been very difficult, not knowing that this added layer of the ADHD, that you weren't really aware of it. That brings me to a stat that I found where it said research done by Tarosh and Cohen, 1998, they estimated that as many as 45% of children with ADHD have some form of speech and language impairment. Interesting enough, I mean, I educate myself and I read a lot of books, and I have read up on ADHD, and I've noticed that not a single book mentions stuttering.
I think for me, I mean, I've stuttered since I was a kid with varying levels of severity. I've been relatively fluent at times. Right now, I'm kind of in a low point on stuttering. And I've also had ADHD since I was a kid, which I didn't know until I was in my 20s. I was first diagnosed. At first, I didn't believe it. But after 20 or 30 years of researching it now, I am convinced that it is a thing I struggle with parallel to stuttering. And as annoying as stuttering is, I think the ADHD is actually a harder thing in terms of getting by in everyday life. I have learned that both problems show up on brain scans as abnormal activity in the left frontal cortex or prefrontal cortex. I forget, I'm not a neurologist. I think of both as being miswired. For me, at least, stuttering often feels like my brain is outrunning my mouth. That is also what ADHD feels like. My brain, or in the brains of most people with ADHD, are very fast and active. There's a lot going on. There's sort of no pauses or breaks in there. It's always, or always at least one conversation in my head, and often a couple of radio stations playing a little bit out of tune. I think another similarity that I wonder if it's connected or that ties things together is a symptom of ADHD is called RSD, rejection sensitivity dysphoria, which is very weird to experience, but it's basically an irrationally large response to a perceived slight, which can be all kinds of different things. But, you know, as a kid growing up with a stutter, you know, I was slighted now and then. And with the ADHD, it can be really hard to pay attention in class. Like I was a relatively smart kid, but not the best student, because I would just daydream all day long. And then when I was called on, I'd either stutter or not know what the teacher had said. So they sort of feed on each other. And I think they're also both related to something I've heard you talk about called the highly sensitive person, where you sort of you're more aware of feedback and information from outside and other people and textures. And just to me, they're all, it's not like one disease or something like that. It's just that these are the HSP, the highly sensitive person, and the ADHD and the stuttering are all just things that make me, neurospicy is the trendy term, which I like. From what I understand about ADHD from the research I've done, it's not like it's one disease, boom, you have this. It's more like there's a collection of things. It's sort of like autism. Like there's this whole list of possible traits or symptoms or mannerisms. And if you have enough of them, and if it impacts your life enough, it's considered a disorder. But if you don't have enough, then you're just considered a little bit odd, like, or where the line is. But I've had multiple people diagnose me as ADHD, not as autistic, although I have autistic traits, and obviously I stutter. So
it sounds like a lot is definitely going on in the ADHD and stuttering brain. Tell us more about how ADHD affects you on a daily basis.
I would say it impacts every aspect of daily life, but it's normal for me, so I don't really know what it's like to not have ADHD. And I often say ADD, just it's easier than ADHD. And as an ADHD person, I like doing everything fast, which is also bad for stuttering. Like one of the classic speech therapy things is speak slowly. And with ADHD, I want to do everything twice as fast as I should. So that's not, it's sort of mutually builds on each other. And like I said before, it's literally like there's always or multiple conversations going on in my head, unless there's something that really catches my attention. And that's an example of the ADHD superpower. It's called hyperfocus. I do that a lot with my work. Most of my work is kind of mundane and it's really hard to make myself do it, but other aspects are really fun and challenging and I get right into it, and I can go 2 or 3 hours totally in a zone really easily when it's interesting. When it's not interesting, like when I have to do billing or deal with an unhappy client or do some mundane drawing task, I can procrastinate that really, really well. And it's not that I don't want to do it. It's stuff that I know I need to do. It's on my to-do list. I know it has to get done. It's really hard to actually get it. It's really hard to actually do the work. I recently heard something that really resonated for me, is that although ADHD is called a mental illness and it tends to run in families, it's not actually a disease or heritable. It's a trauma response. So when we're stressed, we have the fight or flight response, or really the fight, flight, or freeze response. But what happens when none of those are actually options is that you tune out. So if your family situation is stressful as a young child, what options do you have except to go somewhere else in your brain? And when that happens at a young age, it gets hardwired the same way that stuttering becomes hardwired. And once it's wired, you can't outgrow it. You'll always have it. You can learn how to manage it, but that's just how your brain works.
So we don't always outgrow stuttering, and there is no cure for stuttering. I've read that while you can't outgrow ADHD, it's possible that treatment can help and manage the symptoms. So Mike, in your opinion, is there a cure or a ways to manage ADHD?
As far as I know, there is no cure, but there are definitely ways to manage it. And as with stuttering, they take constant effort, or most people speak effortlessly. And for people who stutter, in many cases, it takes a lot of effort and energy to speak. There's a description, or there's an analogy for what it's like to have everyday things like stuttering or ADHD require effort. It's called spoons. Have you heard of the spoons theory? It was developed. Somebody said, I think it was a woman was describing it to her friend who just didn't understand why things were hard. And she said, imagine you start out your day at a table, and in front of you are six spoons. And over the course of the day, anything you do takes a spoon or half a spoon. So like getting out of bed takes half a spoon. Taking a shower and having breakfast takes half a spoon. Or maybe getting to work and dealing with your boss and all those things take a few spoons. By the time you get home at the end of the day, you're probably out of spoons, but you still have to take care of your kids or do the dishes or whatever. So then you're borrowing spoons from the next day that you don't even have yet. And then the next day you're starting with a spoon deficit. And I think about that a lot, both with ADHD and with stuttering, that like when things are going smoothly, it's easy. But as soon as things start getting hard, the spoons get used up. And once the spoons are used up, then it's really hard. Or they don't make spoons. You can't just go buy spoons. But the average person, the people who aren't neurospicy can get out of bed and get to work and get through half their day maybe using one spoon, and they may even get a spoon if they do something rewarding. Whereas ADHD, you don't have what the reward chemicals, serotonin and dopamine, are basically in deficit, and so just you literally use up the energy and you don't get it back. You don't feel rewarded when you complete a task, or as much as an average person. So just there are definitely things you can do to help replenish your spoons, such as eating well, having a good diet, exercising, not staying up too late, things like that. What does help me with both ADHD and stuttering is exercise and generally being active. I kind of picture it like there's a ball of energy inside of me, and if I don't get out and give it attention and dissipate it, then it balls up and ends up in my throat and chest, and I can't talk, or it makes me anxious or unable to get things done. So exercise and a good diet are really important.
It's no small feat to navigate the world with both a stutter and the side effects and impact of having ADHD. Mike, what advice do you have for someone who stutters with ADHD?
My philosophy is to do my best to not let either of those prevent me from doing what I want to do. That can be easier said than done, but it's how I do things. For example, I never really intended to be the host of a talk show. It really just sort of happened. But it's definitely stressful to talk to experts in my field in front of 100 or more live audience people, and knowing hundreds or thousands more will watch the replay on Zoom. But it's rewarding, and pe- people are nothing but supportive. I'm self-employed and have to sell myself to clients who are undertaking these very expensive projects that come with a lot of stress and emotion, and I need to be able to handle all of that, which some days I'd like to just not have to deal with it, but it's what I set out to do, so I really try not to let ADHD or stuttering stop me from doing those things that I want to do. Overall, you can definitely have a successful and productive life. You just need to really focus on your unique qualities and consider getting help for anything that you may feel is holding you back.
We've come to the end of our time here. And so, Mike, I really want to say thank you for coming on, sharing your story, and giving us insight into ADHD and how that impacts your life. But it sounds like, you know, you're doing amazing things. You have your own business. You are a author and you have these successful books. So hats off to you for living your best life and doing what you love to do and doing it no matter what.
Thank you very much, Paige. It was really nice to talk with you today.
Thanks for listening to the Beneath Your Stutter podcast. If you've enjoyed this episode, I'd be grateful for you to leave a review. Your ratings and reviews help more people like you find this podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and share this episode with someone you think would love it. To learn more about how coaching can help, head on over to thehappystutterer.com or follow me on Instagram at thehappystutterer. Until next time, I'm Paige Smith. Keep smiling.